Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I am enthused about what God is doing. God is always up to something good. God is pure-hearted. His heart is pure towards us. He loves us. His love is the strongest determination I ever seen in my life. He loves us. He's true about His love. He truly loves you. The enemy will lead you away from what God is saying and cause you to focus on the negative. And then he'll blame your problems on God. He accuses God to you. And if you do negative things, he'll go before the Lord and accuse you to him, even though he's the one instigating everything. We need to obey our Lord, the Lord our God and King. By faith, we need to trust him and we need to seek him. His counsel is good. To those that do, they find out things that they could not have learned any other way. And I thank the Lord for that. When you endeavor to trust him and do his word, as you do his word, you learn things you normally couldn't see. You gain new vision for your life. And we're going to talk about that a little more. We're still dealing with end times. That's the main topic that God has given me for this season. I've been on it over a year now. And he wants us to have wisdom for the end times. And he wants us to enjoy redemption in the last days. He doesn't want us to suffer in the last days. The enemy does. He wants to destroy our lives. In St. John 10, Jesus said, the enemy comes not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. He said, but I am come to give you life and that more abundantly. Now that part about more abundantly, these are the concepts that you may not know of yet. But as you take God at his word, you will learn what that more abundant life is. And I want, these broadcasts are on the website, newlivingletters.com. If you go to that website, the broadcasts are almost 30 minutes long instead of the 15-minute long radio broadcast. newlivingletters.com. Tell your family and friends, even those out of town. Say, go to newlivingletters.com, go to the audio page, and you can hear the broadcast. Every broadcast that airs, it starts on a Saturday. So whatever date the broadcast you want them to hear, just tell them that click on that date on the audio page. I have two audio pages now. I almost filled up the one that I used last year. So I've got audio page number two. And all the broadcasts and starting this year is on that audio page, newlivingletters.com. Now, continuing, the Lord wants us to receive new vision and have that abundant life. He died for us that we may live with him forever. God loves us. His love is relentless. Now, when it comes to redemption, man has to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not just a man that said he was God. He's 100% God and he's 100% man. On other broadcasts, the Lord had me to explain how the Lord had to become a man to redeem man, because he had to do it within our lifetime. So this miracle had to happen before we die. In other words, God gave Adam 6,000 years to run the earth. So the Lord had to bring about salvation for mankind before that 6,000 years was up. And he did, and he finished, Jesus died for us about 2,000 years ago. Everything was prophesied. He came according to the prophets. He redeemed us as a man. In fact, after God made Adam and after the fall of Adam, since the Lord gave Adam dominion over the earth, every miracle he did it through a man. And see, when people don't understand these things, the enemy has something to work with. But as you study the Word of God, you learn these things. And you have new vision that you can combat the deception of Satan with. And then you'll notice when you believe on Jesus Christ, the work that he does inside you, you change. You have a brand new heart. Your desire for sin, it changes also. You don't have a driving desire to sin. You don't want to sin. Now, in your mind and in your body, because we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body, heart and spirit is the same thing. Your mind and your soul is the same thing. Your flesh and your body is the same thing. So your body will have the same cravings it always had. Your mind, your education, whatever you understand, it stays the same. But as you study God's word, you have more light and you'll see the darkness or any deception for what it is as you learn God's word. That's why the word says, renew your mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When you put God's word in your heart, it helps you renew your mind. And your mind can be renewed to the point that you hate sin altogether. When you're born again, if you repented, Jesus said, turn from sin and believe on Jesus Christ. Believe on Jesus Christ and turn from sin. Repent. Repent means to leave it alone, walk away from it, reject it. It goes back to the garden. There were two trees, tree of life, which represent the word of God, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which represent the deception of Satan. He's going to come to you sounding good. But if you believe his lies, your life will end up upside down. Now, God loves you. He doesn't want that for you. The work that God did is real, and it always has been. But there are neighborhoods, there are towns, even cities, where when the word of God is not lived and talked about and preached, a darkness comes. This is not a physical darkness where you can't see the trees in front of you. I'm talking about a low nature, a desire to do the wrong thing. And when people start trusting evil, other things happen that they didn't know was going to happen. Just like if you start doing the right things, you're going to see concepts that you never would have known, and you'll have new vision. You'll have a greater outlook on life. Now, this is serious business because we're in a world that's torn by war. This is a spiritual war. This war was raging before God made mankind. Because the earth used to be populated when Lucifer was on the scene. Before Satan fell, he was Lucifer. He was an angel. That's when the dinosaurs roamed, and there were angels. And there were people here then. But God had to destroy the earth. Because it became just like a town or a neighborhood where people turned to the darkness, the wickedness of Satan. There are families where the children have nobody to encourage them. Out of all the people they know, nobody encourages them. They don't have they don't have anything positive to look forward to. When I used to minister at the youth detention center in Birmingham, the prison, the jail, it's not a prison, it's a jail. I used to hear them say some of the young men in jail, they didn't think they would live to be 30 years old, because the people that they saw and the people that they were around, they saw people die young. There was gang activity, lust, rape, fornication, adultery, and they saw these things. And people don't talk about the embarrassing things. Their mother has more than one boyfriend or something. Things that make you want to just shut down. Then that was drugs, and some of them were in there for such things as that. And one guy was there because he killed his dad, his father, or stepfather. When you've been damaged by the negativity of this world, it's hard to believe that God loves you. It's hard to believe, it becomes hard to believe you're actually worth something. And some people right now, they wish they were just born in another family. Sometimes another race. Sometimes another country. When there's enough negativity, people shut down. And that's what the enemy's after. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you have entered into a brand new kingdom, even though you didn't physically go anywhere. You were translated from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, to the kingdom of light. None of your surroundings have changed. None of your circumstances have changed. You changed. Now, when you start taking God at his word, something else happens. You start operating according to the kingdom principles. If you can trust God, if you can have faith in what Jesus said, and I like to tell people to start with the Sermon on the Mount. That's an easy way to do it. Matthew chapter 5. The Sermon on the Mount is also in other books too, in Mark and John. But I know the one, I always refer to Matthew chapter 5. When he taught the Sermon on the Mount, if you can believe him, and it will require your faith because it won't seem like it'll work coming out of a negative world. But if you can believe him, if you can have faith in what he said, and govern your life by those principles, you will change, and a healing process will form in you. You believed on Jesus Christ; he's your Savior. Now, you're gonna renew your heart and your mind with the Word of God. You're gonna fill your heart with his Word and renew your mind. All the concepts and thoughts that he gave, it helps. God is foundational. A healing process will start in the foundations of you, in your heart. We live from the heart. As you receive his word in your heart, that's where your faith will come from, because your faith will be challenged in this life and in this world. But you will find yourself winning instead of losing. Now the enemy, he wants to stop the process of your development. He wants to stop that because you're going to become so effective that you're going to bring other people in the kingdom with you. You may not see it now, but that's exactly what the enemy is afraid of. And if you're interested in getting Satan back for what he did to your family, this is the way to do it. You can't throw rocks and sticks at him. You can't shoot him like we all wish we could. We can't. It won't work. You can't kill a spirit with natural weapons. But if you can live the life of God, you can shut his behind down. I hope I got your attention, and I hope you want to. Even the preachers that have given in, people don't seem to want the word. They want to argue. They want to fuss. They don't want to be serious about God. They come to church like it's a fashion show. All the negative things and thoughts the enemy give you towards people. The same process works even though you've been in the ministry. If you can believe God and take him at his word and do exactly what he said, a healing process will form in you that will affect others positively. The enemy comes to kill, steal, destroy. He wants to steal all the hope, not just part of it, but all of it. He wants you to feel like there's no way out of this, that your life is worthless and nobody can help you, and God forgot about you. But none of that, none of his lies are true. And none of his lies can ever be true. Now, God loves us. He will not shut our lives down. As we do his word, it starts a healing process in us. It works wherever we work. At your job, if you work as unto God, you have the mindset to serve other people. And that's where your strength comes, because sowing and reaping, planting and harvesting, you're sowing good towards people that hate you or don't like you. Anyway, you're doing it because God said do it. You're doing it because Jesus said do it. That used to be the only reason I did these things. But as I did those things, the more I did them, I saw that it worked, and the more I trusted God, and the more it did work. And some of the same people that once resented me, they changed their opinions. Some of them became friends, and many of them got saved. People see you different. And this is going to happen to those who need healing. We all need to heal in the Word of God. Now, we should have had parents and pastors and preachers and friends that would encourage us, family members that would encourage us. Some little girls have been raped by their uncle or their kin people or somebody in the neighborhood, and the family don't want to arrest them, and they try to keep it quiet, but it did damage. Any form of molestation can do damage to people. And then the enemy think he won because nobody wants to talk about it. But no matter what happened to you, what negative thing have happened to you, it wasn't your fault. That was an attack of Satan. And I'm going to tell you how to get your revenge against him. And that's by obeying the Lord. When I read the part about turning the other cheek, I didn't really agree with Jesus on this. But I did it because he said it. And then I learned some other concepts. I said, Lord, why in the world did you say turn the other cheek to your enemies? And he answered me. He said, I didn't want my people to provoke violence. The enemy would start a fight, and in the stress and strife of a fight, people won't hear the gospel. But when people know that you are dead serious and life serious about the gospel, about the Jesus you talk about, they're provoked to take him serious, and it actually shames them that you're not afraid of them. Now, I was a fighter. If anybody bothered me or somebody that was weaker than them, I'd fight. And now I'm doing the same thing, but I'm fighting spiritually. I'm like a warrior now. I contend for people's hearts, for their soul. Now, when bullies come and you're not afraid of them, and you see, when you fear people, you give them your power. You give them power over you. And that's what they're after. But when you're not afraid of them, even if they're stronger, they don't like that. They don't know how to deal with it. And there were guys that was much, you know, twice my size. When they knew I'd fight and I'd stand up for myself, they grew a little sense and they left me alone. Nobody wants to get beat up by a small guy. And when I was riding those mini bikes and motorcycles and things, when I was coming up, I was small compared to my friends. I weighed 130 pounds when I graduated high school. but I was very strong for my size. And some of the guys found out how strong I could be. So if I ever had to turn the other cheek, it wasn't because I was afraid of people. It was because I was obeying the Lord. And they could tell in my countenance that I wasn't afraid of them. And whenever I had to stand up for myself, I did it God's way, and it worked. It works, folks. It works. It works good. And the things I learned from him, I became more interested in winning souls than saving my pride. So I'm here to tell you it works, and it works good. Now back to the town or the neighborhood where there's so much negativity. Satan set the people up. Nobody has hope. the parents don't take their children to church. Some of them on drugs. Sometimes the teenagers are taking care of the parents and the young children. It looks like there's no, it's just a no-win situation. And what I'm discussing right now is the reality of many people. Families lose their houses. They have to find somewhere to live. Cousins have to take care of their young children. And then if there's too many problems, it's hard for those children to learn in school. They don't know when they're going to eat next. Sometimes people sell their food stamps, or they'll buy food and sell the food and buy drugs, and the children still don't have anything to eat. All these things, these are the kind of things you hear about in the streets. God loves you, and He came to do something about these problems. But in order for Him to help you, you're going to have to take Him at His word. And my heart goes out to people who have been so discouraged they won't even do that. And these are the kind of people I pray for. I want people to know. If you don't seem to have many problems and you just don't believe God because you love this world, you know, I can't help you. Nobody can. You're going to have to take Him at His word. But if you've been devastated and the devil's got his foot on your throat, you need to take God at His word and put your foot on His throat and take your life back. It can happen. That was a time I didn't think people could get off crack, because I've seen so many people that went down tubes on crack. I didn't think people could, once they take it, I didn't think there was no hope for them. But I'm friends with a counselor. I asked him, do y'all ever get anybody off crack? He said, oh yeah, we have good success getting people. I didn't think it was possible till he told me that. Because I know this man to be a man of truth. He loves God. God has something for you. Go get it. Go get the life that He's been so desperately trying to give you. His love is relentless. Now, He's not here to represent Himself. He counts on people to represent Him for Him, because He can't interfere. This earth is leased out to man. And man lets sin in the world, is up to man to get it out. And we get it out by preaching the gospel and living the life of God. If you can take God at His word, you'll see a change in yourself. You'll see a change in your countenance. Even the way people walk is a reflection of what's in their heart. The way people talk, the way they carry themselves, is a spot-on reflection of what's in their heart. Whatever's in your heart gets in your countenance. When people feel like they're in a no-win situation, they look like it. But when the life of God rises up in you, everybody that know you, they'll know that you were once beat down and looked like you weren't going to go anywhere. And then they see the life of God forming. And they don't know what to do about that. Then they see you grow stronger and develop and go forward. Now, when you're walking with the Lord and you've been doing His word and you start relating to Him and He start guiding you in life, you're going to learn concepts that you wish everybody could that you know can learn. And you're going to want to get them to know about it. These are the stages that happens as you begin to trust the Lord your God and King. And He's going to give you revelation that you don't, and nobody you know will believe it. But as you live, and it takes time, they're going to see a change in you, and they're going to start asking you about what is going on. Why are you so positive? How did you master that? I remember when you would have killed somebody over this. And then you turned around and prayed for the person. These are the conversations you're gonna find out about as you go forward. The enemy is going to try to stop you. He's going to try to keep you from going forward. But he has lost. Jesus defeated him. And when you tell Satan he has to stop, and you believe those words, because God gave you, Jesus gave you authority over him, when you speak those words, when you tell him to leave you alone and get out of your face, he's got to do it. He's got to stop all of his operations. All the demons that he sent against you to hurt you, to hinder you, to discourage you. When you say something with your mouth in authority that God has given you by your faith, he's got to stop. When you see somebody about to get murdered or killed, and you say, Satan, you can't kill him in Jesus' name, you're going to see that person walk away. I've done it. But you got to know who you are in him, and you got to believe his word. You got to believe God's word about it. And I studied those scriptures, and I either had to believe God's word about what I had read, or watch somebody die in front of me. And this was not just once or twice. I tried to count all the gunfights I saw when I was learning these things, and it was about 30 in the neighborhood I used to live in. It works, folks. Nobody died from the time that I learned this to now in front of me. Because we all have authority over Satan through Jesus Christ if we believe it. Now James said, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. If you're not living in obedience to God, authority over Satan won't work the same. But if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, Jesus gave you authority over Satan. Use it. When people, even preachers, every preacher has authority over Satan. Some people don't, they read over those scriptures. It's like when they read those scriptures, they hurry up and read through it. They don't want to go there. They think the spiritual things are spooky because of old religion. I said on the last broadcast, there are many persuasions. All Christians don't think the same way. They think according to the group that they join. Unless they study God's word and mix faith with it. And then they can live beyond the group that they have joined. Every believer has been given authority over Satan. Every believer has been given healing. Jesus provided for your healing. If you don't believe the scriptures about it, it won't work for you. Because he didn't just give you. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, by his stripes we're healed. And that's a fact. Now it's the balls in our court to believe it and stand on it and act on it. But he also said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you allow on earth, what you loose on earth, is loosed in heaven. So you have the right to stop Satan or release Satan. You can put him in your jail, in your life, where he can be ineffective and he can't kill you, hurt you, or destroy you, or rob from you. Or you can ignore him and he will. Now that's a powerful statement. Matthew 18, verse 16 through 18. But to get more clarity, read the whole chapter. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 16 talks about authority. Luke chapter 10 talks about authority. We have authority right now. If you don't learn to use it, you won't have it. Sometimes you just have to learn something new.